Hey guys, and welcome back to the Same Sis podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kylene.
And I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm a little sick this week.
It's been a rough one, you guys.
It has, for both of us.
Of course, in Same Sis fashion, we had the same shitty week. I swear, like, we just cannot make this stuff up. It's always, we're on the same page always.
We are. If we're sick, I just know Kylene's family is definitely sick as well. Hopefully it's not because we passed it to each other.
No, it's just our life. It just syncs up so well. So
it does. Well, and I think a lot of people are sick right now. Yeah. It's really going around here in Arizona.
Oh my gosh. I imagine in other states or even other countries as well, it is definitely the time of year to get all the illnesses and just like be stuck in your house and wonder what the heck is going on with life.
Yep.
So if that's you too, we're here with you. If it's not, we're jealous of you.
Yep. Just take advantage. Enjoy not being sick. Every time I get sick, I'm like,
my goodness.
It is such a blessing to have a healthy body, healthy kids, healthy life. Like
a normal routine. Uh-huh. I'm like, I miss my normal mundane routine when I'm sick. I'm like,
it really puts things in perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is probably a part of the reason why we get sick as humans. Right. I would like to think there's some sort of lesson behind it all.
Yep. You can't have the good without the bad to be able to appreciate it at least. So.
For sure.
Well, so what have you guys have? Let's kind of get an update.
So yeah, we figured we'd share with you guys because I feel like I was very vague on Instagram, honestly, just because I was like in the thick of it and I don't really want a bunch of judgment and just like assumptions. But I did realize with what I posted, it came with assumptions with me not even meaning to. Like I shared a photo of Rocky and I in a room with him doing a breathing treatment, and the amount of people that like assumed I was at the hospital, it was insane. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it looked like that. Like I was just at the doctor's office, which I'm assuming that's because of the breathing treatment. Like you don't typically do that at a doctor's office. But yeah, long story short, because it is a long story of the entire week. Over last weekend, Rocky was just like having a cough and he's in preschool. I feel like there's always something going around there. And so I just didn't really think much of it. And he was acting completely fine. So I was like, oh, okay, like he's just has some sort of lingering cough, runny nose, like whatever. But then I think it was Sunday night, he started to get a fever. And I just noticed like he was getting very like lethargic. And like the biggest thing that I noticed was his breathing. He was coughing a ton and he was like holding his breath instead of coughing, which I just like thought of the amount of times I've been sick and like you cough so many times where you're like, I don't want to cough, like it hurts. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna like hold my breath and make it so I don't cough. But he was doing that like over and over, and like that at that point I think we had slept with him on and off the night before, and as he was sleeping it was just like really weird noises. And so on Monday, I decided to call and see if I could get him into the doctors, and they were full because it was so packed. And so I called the on-call triage nurse, and she kind of just like walked me through some things with his breathing. And she was like, if he's still holding his breath by 5 p.m., you should just take him in to PCH. And so we went in there and they did all these tests with him. And they're like, oh yeah, like he's fine. Like he just has like a cold. I think she called it like anorhinus, or I don't remember what the heck she called it, but I was like, what is that? She's like, it's just a basic cold. And then she looked in his ear and she saw that his left ear was a little inflamed. And she was like, he has a mild ear infection. And so they did a suction thing where like they literally wrapped him up like a burrito in a freaking swaddle. And they did a suction in his nose. And of course he freaked out from that. Yeah. Like it was very
being
terrifying.
Restrained.
Yes. Yeah. And she was like up there with that thing.
Ouch.
And so she did that. And then she was like, you just give him an antibiotic. And like, long story short, we went back and forth about that. But then she was like, you guys are good to go. Like, I'm just going to give you the script. And I was like, okay. And so they were like, we're just going to check his vitals one more time. And so they did his vitals and they were super high for his heart rate. It was like for over an hour, like 50 to 70 beats faster than it should have been. And so then they started to like freak us out and they were like, he needs to go to the ER. Like if this doesn't come down, like he needs to go do a breathing treatment and fluids and all these things. But like they were also saying in the same breath, like it's going to increase his heart rate. And so we were just like, that makes no sense. Mm. Yeah. And so we ended up leaving, which was a whole thing. But we just were like, you know what? This boy just needs to go home and like get some rest. And so Nathaniel and I both like switched off sleeping with him that night. And then the next morning was my appointment that I made with the doctors. And so they tested him for COVID, flu, and RSV. And he was positive for RSV. And then she confirmed he had an ear infection. And so they gave us just like a whole treatment with like breathing treatments and the antibiotic and just all these things for him to do. And I was like, okay, well, I have a daughter at home. And so she was like, yeah, she's probably going to do it. So you can give her the treatments, just like change the dosage for her. And we went home. But like, there was so many more things throughout that entire time that just made everything crazy. Like, Rocky is very sensitive to like smells and just like phlegm in his throat. Mm-hmm. And so he was gagging a ton. And like, so then he drinks a lot of water because he feels like the water like helps him not gag. So he like projectile vomited all over himself on the way to the doctors. And like, he was stripped down to his underwear for the doctor's appointment. And then I had to go to Walmart and get the prescription, and they hadn't filled it yet. So for like 45 minutes, I'm holding Rocky in his soaked like underwear in the mm-hmm. middle of Walmart. Just like, people are staring at me. Like, this one lady was so nice, and because it was Halloween, and she was like, she bought him, she even gave me the receipt, but she like bought him mini M&Ms. Aww. She was like, just in case you can't trick or treat tonight. Like, so sweet.
So sweet.
So yeah.
The tender mercies of other people.
I know. People really just like show up, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. But long story short, Echo got that. So Echo got it on like Rocky's day 5. So she is currently still in the thick of it. She's having a hard time sleeping. We can't elevate her because she sleeps without pillows and stuff like that mm-hmm. now. So she's having a hard time. She's not sleeping very well. And Echo is my sleeper. So like, to have two kids that are struggling with sleeping, it just feels like 24/7.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard.
It's so hard. And I'm just like, I honestly, I'll explain some more things throughout this episode, but I've just been really at my wit's end with like all of it, because like in the process of trying to keep them happy, like they've been watching more TV, which leads to like poor behavior and just like mm-hmm. craziness throughout the house. And so, yeah, I'll get into all of that in a bit, but I will say Nathaniel and I have been pretty good, thankfully. And I owe it to this natural medicine my friend suggested to me. It's called, I'm going to butcher this, osteocoxacinum.
Okay. I've never heard.
I've never heard of it either, but it's like a homeopathic medicine that's supposed to help with like flu and cold and fever and fatigue and all that kind of stuff. And I definitely feel like my throat is like raspy and I feel congested, but I've had zero cough, zero fever. My energy has been high the entire time. And I will now never not take that when my family's sick.
Yeah.
Because Nathaniel and I have been pretty good with it.
That's
so,
so great.
Yeah, it's been good. I also, just the last thing, I feel like I just went off, so I'm sorry. But the last thing is, we are like 26 hours into screen-free, and I'm doing a screen-free week. And I'm not doing it. Like, I am 100% sticking to it, because I know we talked about this, I think, last year or mm-hmm. earlier this year. Yeah, just the effects of the amount of screen time on my children's behavior is so evident that yeah. I'm like, no more. Yeah. I need to see the difference, because I think that's the problem, is like when I don't see it because I haven't ever not done it, I'm like, oh no, it can't just solely be on that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? We need to test it out. And I'm not going to do no TV like ever afterwards, but like, I need to just not use it as a clutch anymore. And I feel like I have, unfortunately, especially within this last week, used it as a way to just like give myself a break. And it's been too much.
Yeah.
And it's shown. And I will not go into the details of what has happened in our home, but you can tell if you know me, this is like, okay, something's got to get, you know?
Yes. Well, here's the thing about that though, is like when you were sick growing up, like, that's like kind of how you get through sickness for though sure. sometimes. And like, sometimes like it kind of helps get their mind off of how they feel, and there's nothing else for them to do, because they just want to lay around anyways.
That's why
so there's
I did
really,
it.
Yeah. There's really no like nothing bad about it. So like, no, like, I don't feel like you should like be hard on yourself
no.
or like other people feel hard about like letting your kids watch a ton of TV when you're sick.
I hope that didn't come off that way. I did it because I was trying to just keep him happy.
Yeah.
And he was miserable. And I am glad that I just was like, whatever you want, kid, like, we need to make you feel better.
Yes.
But like, now going back into normal life, I'm like, I I can't, I was just going down a path of like more and more and more throughout the day because they're up longer and I have more work to do. And I'm like, this is easy. They'll sit and watch. But I'm like, the effects of it every single time, like, are so bad. And I know like your kids are not like that, but mine, like, it's on and they're watching it, or it's off and like it's not like a casual thing for them. Like Rocky is so hooked when he's watching that I'm like, okay. So
yeah,
I'm trying
Rocky,
to find,
I feel like, does have like, he like really will sit there. My kids watch. Will like wander after about 10 minutes.
That's Echo. But Rocky, like, and it's funny because until he was like two and a half, he would never sit through TV like at all. And now it's like, if it's on, he can't even hear you. And I'm like, okay, that's scary.
No, I feel you. Well, and we've been doing the same. We've had TV on. And
well, I want it on too. I'm like, I want a background noise. Like, I want a distraction. Like,
yeah,
I totally get it. And no, I hope that doesn't come off as like shame to any TV watchers. Like, clearly I like watching TV and like letting my kids watch it. But I'm just very curious to see the difference of behavior. And I will report back on how
it goes. Report back. I love doing like a screen-free little challenge.
Yes.
I feel like it is so refreshing.
It is a challenge.
Especially even for me. Yeah. Like just like doing other things and like with your time, you just realize how much of it you do waste.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been very sick as well. Yeah. Ours started with Rhett actually Rhett and Asher. He was up Friday night in our bed, just like, I don't know. We couldn't really tell what it was. He was saying he felt nauseous.
Wait, really quick. This is not this last Friday, but the Friday before.
I don't know. I'm getting all my sicknesses mixed up.
Okay, so we're recording on Sunday, and this is going out tomorrow. We usually record early in the week, but because we were sick, we were like, no, we're not. Like,
yes, this is two weekends ago.
Yes, okay. Okay.
2 weekends ago, Asher was feeling sick in the night. The next morning, Rhett woke up feeling horrible. He had to shoot a wedding, and so he went all the way to Tucson feeling like, crap the whole day. Yes. Ugh. An 8-hour wedding plus the drives. So good for him for just sticking it out and doing
that
it.
Sucks so bad.
But then Asher was home like not feeling the best. Then by Sunday, Asher started getting like these cold symptoms and he was coughing so hard that he was like projectile vomiting. Mm-hmm. And come to find out later that's because he has asthma. We didn't know that. And it's just brought on by sickness. It's not like super bad where he's going to like have it if he's not sick.
I'm so glad for that. Like where it's not like if he's running for a sport or like.
Right. Or just like playing. Allergy related. Yeah. It's like 100% just if he's sick and it's not like horrible. Like the doctor kind of had to like push real hard on his chest to get the wheeze out. But that is why he was throwing up so much, because like almost every time he coughed, he was like throwing up.
Poor babe.
So Monday we were debating like taking him in, and I can't remember why. Oh, well, because he had been having a fever, and his fever like was gone on Monday, and I had given him Motrin, and he was like acting fine. So I was like, you know what? It's probably they're just gonna tell me it's a cold. Like I hate bringing him to the doctor, and they're like, oh, it's just a cold. You gotta go home.
Just
like,
wait it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't take him in. Then Tuesday, it came back again, or Monday night, of course, when the doctor's closed. His fever spiked again. It was like 104.1. Yeah, it was really high.
Wait, that's so high. Rocky's highest was like 100.6. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. His was like high, like every night. Like that was the highest for sure. And that's when I was like, okay, we're going to take him in.
I never took it. Honestly, I suck at taking them though.
Taking their temperature?
Yeah.
Oh, I do it just constantly.
I think
just
I
to reaffirm myself.
Like twice. But still,
I'm like
that's
five
scary.
Times a
that's
day
high.
Checking. Yeah. So well, high. And I would have been more worried, but luckily, like we gave him a bath, we gave him Motrin, and it came down.
Okay.
It's like more worrying if it doesn't come down with those things. But so Tuesday I call and I had completely forgotten, but I had a scheduled appointment on Wednesday for their well checks.
Gotcha.
And they're like, so you could bring him in or just be there for the well check. And I don't know. I was just tempted. I wanted to see my normal doctor and I wouldn't have been able to see him for the sick visit.
Yes, that's how mine went too.
So I was like, I'll just wait for the well check. And so we didn't bring him until Wednesday. Still had a fever the next day. And they checked him and found out he had asthma and that he had an ear infection. And so they gave us a script for that.
So the coughing was like completely asthma. It wasn't like
the coughing. Well, the coughing is from being sick, but the throwing up is a sign of asthma. Okay.
But they didn't say like he had RSV or like anything like that.
No.
Mm-mm. Weird. Yeah. I wonder what caused all of that. You know what I mean?
I know. I think strange. Just like being sick for a while, because we have had like a little something, honestly, since
you got
we came home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just has never like reached this extreme point.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so
they weren't as worried about like, what is it? But they were like, okay, these are like known things.
Right. Thing. Yeah. Well, and every time they've checked my kid's chest, they're like, they sound fine.
That was what they had said about Rocky too. Oh, like really? There was nothing in his lungs. Like it wasn't there yet.
Yeah. But yeah.
Interesting.
So I know, I don't know like what brings them to think it's RSV or whatnot.
They swabbed him. They like okay. put something up his nose, which was yeah. fun too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No.
It's just interesting how different, sorry, this is probably so boring, but I'm like always curious how different doctors like treat different things and they focus on something a little bit more than the other. Mm-hmm. And like, you know,
I know it is interesting.
I like and to then, hear like, it though. Cause I'm like, maybe I should see someone else. Maybe I like who I'm seeing. Like, it just makes you think like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What kind of treatment you got?
We were just talking about this before because my doctor gave me a prescription for his ear infection. And he told me, he's like, you can choose to give it to him or not. Because, like, I think a lot of people nowadays choose to try to avoid antibiotics. And he's like, also, if you, like, do it for 3 days and you feel like he's fine, you don't have to finish it. We used to believe that you have to take the full 7 or 10 days, however much it is. But, like, that's not the case anymore. And then you were telling me your doctor said something different.
Yeah, my doctor was like, give it for the full 10 days. And then in 2 weeks, I need you to come back and we need to relook at it. And I gave so much hesitation to taking the antibiotic, like, that she just, like, yeah, she was like, nope, this is what you do.
You have
like,
to do it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, which, like, there's a lot of different practices in the medical field.
Yeah.
And we discuss and this opinions. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all opinion-based, which
it really is.
Is really interesting, because you would think it's fact-based because it's science, but not necessarily.
No, there's definitely, I think we've talked about this a ton lately, too, but, like, how just if someone tells you something and you believe that person, like whoever they probably learned from had a strong opinion about one or the other way. And they just like probably stuck with it. And then maybe with like other experiences and too, but it's like that part to me is so it can be swayed either way that like it does come down to opinion and preference. And that's why like as a mom, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do what I think is right. And like, if that's not what they said, then that's not what they said, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Which is a cool part of like motherhood, but sometimes you forget because you're fearful and you're like, okay, well,
and
they
you
said
want to
this.
Trust what the professionals are saying.
For sure.
But you have to use your mom instinct and just kind of go over what feels right.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to stop giving it to Rocky.
Yeah. So we did give him the prescription, but we did stop because he is so much better.
Yeah. Like, it really did help. I mean, it clearly so kills the bacteria in the body, which is amazing. But I'm like, I'm going hard on probiotics now with Rocky. Like,
oh yeah, which hard. Probiotics, I have not found a better one than Mary Ruth's.
I have that one and I have a better one.
Really?
It's seeds. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to try it
so
because I've never had anything help me. I've never had anything help Asher.
Have you tried seeds? It's so good, dude. Like so good.
Well, I'll have to try it.
I'll give you some.
I am like regular now, which if you know anything about me.
Wait, that's awesome.
I go like weeks.
Wait, so you're like daily now?
Daily.
Heck dude. Okay, don't switch up what you're doing. Just leave it.
Yeah, I like it's so
Mary
good.
Mary's is really good though too. I have theirs and that's what I've been giving them this week too.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll have to try it. Maybe on Clove.
Yeah.
Because Asher, he's like finally...
Well, if he's
regular
taking
and good
it
and
wait, that's awesome. Yeah. That's a huge deal.
And they love it because it's has no
my
flavor.
My kids literally, they're like, because I give them three at the same time. They're all Mary Ruth's. I give them the vitamin C, the zinc, and the probiotic. And both of them go, wah, wah, to that one.
Yep.
Well, Echo started doing that and then, or Rocky started and then Echo did it. So he always says like, that one's like water. And she's like, wah, wah.
Yep. They always go.
Yeah.
After.
Isn't it so funny just because it's out of like a tincture? They like think it's so fun to take.
Yeah.
Like my kids love taking any vitamins really.
Uh-huh. Yep. But unless it tastes bad.
Yeah.
They don't love the Mary Ruth's vitamin, like the morning one.
Yes. We have that one too. Echo actually really likes that. But Rocky takes his Hiya one now because I really like the Hiya Health one.
Okay.
I'm like, I've luckily been able to try a lot of things with this time of year.
Yes.
And I'm finding my favorites for sure.
That's good.
But long tangent.
I know. Sorry for that. Anyways, long story short, he's doing better. A couple days later, like Clove started having a fever after we left the doctor, of course, and has been like, she had cold symptoms up to that point, started the fevers after the doctor. And then here comes Friday. I was feeling pretty awful at this point. I like started getting like super bad headed pains. I started to think maybe I had an ear infection because my ear was hurting really bad. And so I was like, I'm just going to go to the doctor. And I go in and I just like sitting in the waiting room, I started feeling like really bad. I was like, okay, I'm glad I scheduled this because at this point, like I need to start something ASAP.
Yeah.
I knew I had a sinus infection just by like the way the like my head was feeling. Like,
yeah.
And then like the pain moved from my ear to my teeth. Ugh. And so I go in. Yes, I have an ear or a sinus infection. No ear infection. Gave me a prescription. And literally that night was the worst night of my life. Like,
I'm so sorry.
It was so bad. I couldn't sleep. And you know when like you're so just desperate to like sleep and just like not feel that pain anymore? It's like a migraine times a thousand. And so like I was like starting to like kind of like freak out, like panic.
No,
like,
it's scary. I've had that happen to me once. Where you're like, I'm dying. Like,
yeah,
I like, think,
or you're just like going crazy because it hurts so bad and you just like want to sleep.
Ugh,
so like poor Rhett, so I was like keeping him up, just like freaking out.
Yeah.
And I kept doing like face steams because that's really like the only thing that would kind of help the pain.
Dude, and again, another side note, but when I used to work for a chiropractor, there's a way that you can do adjustments and it's with this like handheld device that like you push it and it kind of like puts a like quick pressure. He would do this whenever people would have like sinus infections or colds to certain parts of their face, and then it's like a certain rub down the face that would like drain your sinuses. I so wish you could have done that because I've had that happen to me and I've done it and it literally clears everything.
That's crazy.
It's so nice. Like you can feel it like just draining out of you.
So nice.
I'm like, wish you would have had that.
Definitely could have used that.
Yeah.
Although I feel like you every time you need something, it happens in the night.
Oh yeah. Nights and are the worst.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that too? Like I had so much night anxiety this entire week because nights like are when you get your break and like you know you can just like have a second. Mm-hmm. But the amount of times my kids woke up every single night between both of them, like they were not restful nights. Like it was just anxiety ridden and I hate that.
It's so,
so much.
Hard when you have sick kids. It's like you have a newborn again.
Yes,
you're up in the night.
But it's frustrating because they're supposed to sleep.
I know.
Like I already slept during you guys.
We've been letting and I just like I guess I revert back to like what I did when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I would get sick and I would like sneak into my mom's bed. Like that was the only thing that like, made me feel like comfortable. And like watching TV you know all those like comfort things that I was like that got me through like being sick. So like Ash would come sneak in my bed and I was just like, it's okay. Like, that's what I used to do. And then we'd fall asleep. I'd move him back to his room. But
we did that, but we went into Rocky's bed because like he doesn't sleep in our bed. Like he will just not fall asleep.
That's how he used to be up until recently. And how it's cute, because though. We don't fit in his bed.
Yeah. You need a twin.
We do. We need to move up. It's been on my list.
I actually slept on his floor too because he was tossing and turning so much that I was like getting frustrated because I could not fall asleep. Cause like he was so uncomfortable and I felt so bad, but like, I was like, okay, I'm sleeping on the floor.
Like, just so he knows like you're there.
Yes. Yeah. And just so if I could hear him, I was so nervous that he was going to like choke on his mucus and stuff.
But, yeah. It's so stressful.
The worst. Sorry. I had to go on about nights because I feel like that has been the bane of my existence like all week.
Yep. We're still in it.
Yeah.
But anyways, got through the night. I ended up taking like Unisym to help me sleep and like Rhett like rubbed my head until I fell asleep. So thank you, Rhett.
Oh, that was sweet.
And then what happened next? Oh yeah. I woke up with these lovely rashes on my cheeks and I like texted it to my sister-in-law cause she's a nurse. I'm like, well, what could this mean? Like, am I like getting like an infection in my skin now? Or like, is it spreading? Like, I don't know, somehow to my face. And she's like, oh no. She's like, you're probably just allergic to that prescription.
Dang.
And so she's like, you just probably should go to urgent care right now and just stop taking that and they'll give you a new one and take some Benadryl. And so went to urgent care and I brought Clove with me because I had no other option. And luckily my in-laws had taken Asher for the day so that I could rest. And Rhett had to go pick him up. And so I went to urgent care with Clove and I had passed Clove off to the nurse because I needed to stand on the scale. She was holding her. She's like, you know what? She feels really warm. We should probably just check her out too. I'm like, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Get us all done.
Yeah. And they got me all situated, found out Chloe had an ear infection, so got her a script. And so hopefully we're like all just on the up and up, you know?
Yeah. I know. It's seriously just like all consuming too. And I hate that like the sicknesses don't ever come at the same time.
Oh, I know.
Which like it would probably really be like really shitty if everyone at the same time felt so bad because it's hard. But like when it's spaced out, it is just so prolonged and it's miserable.
I feel like I've lived in a different world all week.
Same.
Like, don't know what's going on outside my house.
No, literally. I went out yesterday. I left Echo and I took Rocky because he was finally feeling better. And we had a birthday party that was like outside. And so I just like was like, I asked the girl, she was good with it. And anyways, we went and I was just like, what is life? Mm-hmm. Like, it was so weird to just be outside talking to people. I'm like, I needed this.
Seriously. And it's rough. That brings us into what this whole episode is about. And that is when things are kind of feeling out of control, we need to learn to focus on the things that we can control. And I don't know. Do you want to explain on that?
Yeah, I feel like even if it feels like there's absolutely nothing that you can get a grasp on, like there's always something that you can do that, I don't know. For me, I'm a type A girl. I love to be in control. And when I am reacting to things all day long, like it is just draining to me. And so I have actually done a lot of these things, which is funny because we didn't know actually what we were going to record today. And when I was coming up with like a list, it was just like situations that had happened like all week. So it was so fitting. But it is just imperative to just try and like find a grasp on something when your life is like thrown out of normalcy.
Yes. Well, first I wanted to share this quote because I don't know. I love quotes because people always say things better than I could ever. And it says, incredible change happens in your life when you decide to take control of what you do have power over instead of craving control over what you don't. And it was by Anonymous.
I love that.
But I like that like word, the power, or the word power, because I don't know, that's it. It kind of just like brings, it brings power to you. Yeah, like you feel
it,
like
it empowers you.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. And so I feel like when we feel like we have no control over our lives, we start to feel like this lack mindset.
Yeah.
We like slowly start to fill ourselves with negative affirmations and we allow our feelings of like sadness take control of us. And so I don't know, I feel like everyone has probably been there and we just need to learn to flip the switch and realize the things that we can change.
Which I think is like the perfect kind of like transition to this because we've been talking a lot about sickness. And we know it's like sick season, so our minds kind of related it to that. But this could relate to quite literally so many things. Like you or your husband loses a job. Someone like is out of your life unexpectedly. Getting pregnant is one. Like there's so many different things that you can feel like all of a sudden you have no handle on your life. So take this in the way that you need to receive it. But I did relate a lot of this to sickness because that is very much so our life.
That is what we are trying to take control over. Yes. Clearly.
Just getting a grasp on life. And I think too, just like with the holidays and like how busy this season is, it's a lot of reacting. It's a lot of showing up to different events and parties and plans. And you can feel like you don't have time to really do the things that like kind of move the needle for yourself. So I honestly, that's the way that I should think of it.
I know, same. Well, and I feel like it takes a second to like get in the right mindset to even make that list of things that you can control or to be able to move to that next step.
Yeah. And like to get out of the negative headspace.
Yeah, to get out of that. And so, I don't know, I feel like a good way to do that is to like maybe meditate or take a bath. I don't know, like take some time to yourself, like kind of ground yourself, go outside.
I was going to say outside, go get some fresh air, some sunlight.
And then
walk.
Start making your list, write the things that you can control, what you're going to do about it, things that make you feel happy. And so we're kind of going to go through our list, I guess, that we made.
Yeah.
That we feel like we can control. And hopefully you guys can find little bits of pieces that you relate to and can apply to your lives.
Okay. So I'm just going to go randomly. And if we have similars, we'll just skip. But the first thing that I wrote is being prepared, which I feel like it's hard when you feel out of control because you're like, okay, how do I prepare for something that like I can't control myself with? But in motherhood, especially like when I am prepared just for like reactions to occur, I am so much more better equipped. like, for an example, this is so silly, but like having a packed diaper bag, like making sure I have wipes if my kid is going to throw up or have sticky hands, or I have extra diapers, I have a change of clothes, like, because things are going to happen. This almost like reminds me of like a financial situation, like Dave Ramsey always talks about, like having an emergency fund, like having that within like your life and your day to day too, really just like puts out fires. And when you aren't prepared, like I can think of a time where I was not prepared and I didn't have like a diaper or a wipes, and like a simple just like poopy situation turned crazy real quick because I was not prepared for it, you know? And so I don't know, I feel like, again, there's so many things that become out of your control, but if you can really just focus on what you can, in that sense, like prepare for, you're just so much better off. And I know that's very vague, but
well, like, I feel like a lot of things, like just having medicine on hand if your kids are sick, or like you said, your diaper bag, or financial situations,
or like if you're trying to eat well, like having like good options in your house instead of like quote unquote bad options, like just there's so many things within life that if you just equip yourself with like the right tools, life is so much easier and there's less resistance. And I feel like that's something that just like becoming a mother and a caretaker of two other humans has just made me realize that like you gotta just be prepared. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's no better way to say that, but
I know it's so true. Well, and a lot of times I don't feel super prepared for sickness.
Yeah.
But this time around I was like, oh wow, I actually have all the things. I have heating pads. I had the facial steamer, which I got for beauty purposes, but works super well for when you're sick.
For sure.
You know, like all of our medicine, and like, I mean, that's why you get that stuff when you have a baby, like when people give you medicine at like your baby shower.
Like when you're about to have a baby, you become so prepared. Like you literally have things like you could close for when they're 1 year old. Like you're so prepared, but then like you get into life and like that's no longer the case. And I think that's when it starts to just feel kind of hectic. And
No, I love that. Okay. My first one is how we treat our body. And I feel like, I don't know, this was my first one because of being sick. I feel so out of control of my body, and just being able to care for it in the right way is a choice that I can make. And so eating healthy foods, even though, yeah, maybe this week I actually did not eat the best because I had to not have any energy to cook.
Yeah.
Didn't have any energy to grocery shop. So we were eating what we had around, quick things. Luckily we had some people bring us some food. But eating good things, taking vitamins, exercising, practicing breathing, all the things that are going to make you feel good, taking baths, just taking care of yourself, really.
Yeah, I think it's so quick to put yourself last when you feel out of control or you feel like you're tending to other people before yourself. But that is like the biggest lesson of 2023 for me, is just like prioritizing my own health and my own happiness is the road to being the best mother, the best friend, the best wife, all the things. Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's hard. It's really hard to take care of yourself when you feel so crappy.
Yeah.
Whether you're sick or you're like depressed or whatever it is that's making you feel bad, it's hard to just like take that step and say, okay, actually I need to start eating healthier. I need to get out and like move my body. Because you just don't want to, you don't feel good. Like it's the last thing you feel like putting any effort into, but really that's going to be like the biggest thing that's going to make you feel better and like be able to get out of that rut.
I think too, if you want like a quick kind of tangible thing of like, okay, how do I do that then? Like do a quick outfit change, put yourself in a comfy like sweat set or something that is cuter than your t-shirt and shorts that don't match. Do a 5-minute makeup routine or just wash your face. Like, it doesn't need to be this huge thing. Like go on a walk. You don't need to go do a 3-mile run or an hour weightlifting. Like just find like the simplest versions of self-care and do them. And I think that will just like snowball effect into feeling so much better.
Oh, it's so true. Like the second I wash my face and brush my teeth in the morning, I'm all of a sudden so productive.
Yeah.
Like if I wake up and I don't do that right away, I can slowly like let my day snowball just because I didn't wash my face and brush my teeth. It just like really wakes you up, makes you feel refreshed, like, oh yeah, actually I can go and like do things.
It's like a little like catalyst, like for habits.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay, this next one is like a really big one and I may go on a little bit of a tangent for it, so bear with me. But it's your attitude towards things, how you treat others and the words you speak. This week went down the drain. And there's many moments I'm not going to share because I'm not very proud of them and they will make me cry. Aww. I feel like I'm going to cry even just talking about it. But like, I was not the human like I wanted to be this week. And trust me, I can give myself so much grace. I understand I was sleep deprived. I don't feel 100%, like blah, blah, blah. But when you let that go out of control, I feel like it literally affects every single aspect of your life. And like, it then leads to like your mindset and your mood and then like your actions and all the things. And so I, long story short, this was yesterday. I had a situation with Rocky where things kind of escalated and I got very frustrated and I was like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I almost feel like 3 is kicking my ass and I need a rule book of how to parent. And to this point, I've been very confident in like my parenting abilities, but the things that I've always tried have just not been working anymore. And I also feel like I've reverted to things that I didn't really want to do because the things I was doing wasn't really working anymore. And so I put Rocky and Echo down for a nap yesterday and I immediately bought a book and I started reading it because I was like, I need education. Which, side note, why are we not educated on parenting? Like,
I know.
It is actually
so many things we're insane. Not educated on that we should be.
It is insane. We're not educated on literally anything that's like actually beneficial to our life, like mm-hmm. finances, diet, parenting. Yeah. You can tell I'm fired up about that. But I bought a book called How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and How to Listen So Kids Will Talk. And I'm only like 15 pages in it. But the amount of just clarity and like resourcefulness I felt like I gained within just 10 minutes of reading that was insane. And since then, like, I've tried to apply all of the things that I've learned, and Rocky and I in the last 24 hours have not butted heads. Like, it's just insane. Like, if you just change the way you speak to people and the approach that you go about it, like, it is life changing.
Yeah.
And I think
well,
with
and kids, taking control by educating yourself.
Yeah. 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 No, I have realized that like I was expecting a certain attitude and behavior and way of communicating from Rocky, and I was not giving that to him as well. And I mean, this can also be then given to like my spouse, like to Nathaniel. Like, I feel like when him and I are having a hard time, like we're not communicating well towards each other. We're not treating each other with kindness. Like, we're assuming things. We're not being patient with each other. Like, it's all the things. So I don't know. I feel like I've really tried to hone in on my attitude, the words. I'm not a very religious person, but there is a quote in the Bible, I think, or a saying or something like to tame the tongue. I don't know. I've heard that phrase so much and I've been really trying to focus on that because I feel like you can just run on and then you're like, why did I even say that? Or do I mm-hmm. even mean that I said that? Like, I don't know. So that is a huge one that I'm working on controlling, and it is extremely freeing to know that I can control that. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's like the biggest thing about control that I love. Like, the fact that it is up to you. You know yes. what I mean?
Yep. No, I agree. mine kind of like goes off of that as well. And that is that we can control our happiness, our own happiness. And so like when I get in these situations where I feel like I'm starting to get behind on life, for example, the sixth season, I just feel like I get behind on work,
the house,
get behind on my house. My happiness starts to plummet because I all of a sudden am feeling really overwhelmed, stressed. And I can easily get stuck in this feeling of like, I am behind on life. Guess what? Now I'm behind on the holidays. Everyone's out there doing way more fun things.
I'm literally right there with you.
And so
I haven't decorated yet. And it's only November 4th, but I'm like, I'm behind.
Well, and so, and that's the thing is like, I decided, I was like, okay, I need to take back control of like these thoughts. I'm like spiraling. Mm-hmm. Nobody else out there could care less if I've got my house decorated yet.
No.
Nobody else is focusing on that. Everybody else is focusing on their own deals.
For sure.
And what can I do to make myself feel happy? What can I do to make myself feel less stressed? And so, I don't know, I think just like taking a step back and choose to feel happy. And you kind of have to fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
But it really does work.
No, it 100% works.
You just force yourself to smile. force yourself to start picking up one little thing at a time, pick up all the tissues in your house.
Yeah, literally.
And you know what? Things start changing around real quickly. And all of a sudden your house is clean. All of a sudden you're almost cut back up on work.
Yeah.
You're happy. You're good. You're and fine. It's not as bad as you expect. You thought it was. You built that up like this huge mountain in your head.
For sure. And it's contagious. Mm-hmm. Like, cause then like your husband feels that and then your kids feel it. And then it's like, these little things that were such a big deal are just not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I love that. It's such a dumb quote, but it's the happiness is not a place or it's a journey. It's not a destination. It's a journey. Have you heard that?
Uh-huh.
The first time I heard that, it was like a huge like epiphany to me, which I feel like it's so funny because it's such a cheesy quote, but like, it's literally just the state in which you allow yourself to be throughout life, you know, mm-hmm. and it's a choice, which is really freeing.
Yeah.
This one kind of goes hand in hand too, which is your gratitude. I had another moment where I felt like I was going to break down. I was going to freak out. I was trying to do something for work and Echo was like just on me and like she was poking me. She was in a silly mood, even though she wasn't feeling good. But like I could tell she wanted my attention, but I was really trying to finish something for work and I wasn't giving it to her. And so I stopped doing the work and I ended up like just being sucked into my phone and I was scrolling. And I saw a reel and it was a girl holding her baby and her baby had like a two-year life expectancy. And it was just like something simple where she said, like, when you don't know, like when your baby is not going to be here anymore, like you just want to record everything and like show everything. Mm-hmm. And I literally was like, so just dumbfounded by how frustrated I was. Like, I'm trying to scroll on my phone at this point and like my daughter just wants my attention and she's completely healthy and happy and like I love the crap out of her and why was I like even thinking that way? And so I put my phone down and I like grabbed her and like at the moment she was like pointing to her ear because she could hear an airplane and we like ran outside and like it was just crazy how that I don't even know who that girl was. She doesn't know who I am, but like she completely showed me gratitude in a way that I was like, wow, like yes, we're sick, but like we're healthy. You know, mm-hmm. and that is such a just, what's the right word?
We're alive.
Like, yeah, like we just take that for granted so much. And like you were saying earlier, like you really just like appreciate your health when you're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But like my unhealthy is literally just like a virus, you know?
Right.
Like
that's just a short span. It's not
an
permanent.
A symptom of something. And yeah, it just really made me grateful for everything that I have. And I was like, okay, this is not a big deal at all. Like my work can wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Perspective. So true.
Which it sucks that like you have to see someone else's worse for you to feel like better, you know?
But I mean, I feel like that's like kind of what we were talking about earlier is that like, you know, like that is what life is. We just have to, learn to appreciate what we have. And it does suck that other people are in worse positions. I mean, but that's the thing is there's always a worse, you know, and there's always going to be a better.
Yeah. Your hard's your hard. Their hard's their
hard. Yeah, exactly. Okay. This one is, this one might sound silly, but it is something, it's something I've been telling myself this week. And it is, you can't control how clean your house is.
You can.
It sounds like that sounds like something that's kind of out of your control. Cause a lot of times I do feel that way. Like I do feel like my house is like so out of control, but it is if my house is not clean, it really does affect everything. My kids, for the way they play, affects me and like my mood, it affects Rhett.
It affects your work. Cause we work from home.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Even if you're not in your dream home, you can control how it looks and how tidy it is. So I like to think kind of creatively about how, like, what I can do with my space and how I can place things and ways that I can keep it clean that are easy and, like, maintainable for me.
Yeah.
And so some of the things that I've taken control back of my house and, like, keeping it a tidy space is kind of, like, decluttering, getting rid of junk. I used to kind of be, like, a hoarder and, like, collect little things being, like, oh, I could use this later for whatever, which I've probably said a million times on this podcast. You can see why it's a big issue for me and I'm really working on it. But like decluttering, making sure like the house smells good. So I don't know, like cleaning your toilets, getting rid of the trash, lighting a candle, making your space cozy. I feel like we live in like a pretty small home, and so our house can get dirty really quick. It can smell bad pretty quick. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of space for a lot of things. I just feel like getting creative with the way that you live and what you have, and kind of being more minimal, maybe having like a junk basket that you kind of just throw everything into. And at the end of the night, you sort it out, put it into piles, and quickly go put them in the right spots. I don't know, just kind of creating systems. This wasn't really necessarily the direction I was going to go with this episode, but it was just something that I was like, you know what? No, like this is something that has been like so real to me this week. But just kind of creating like your own little haven in your house, and no matter how big or small, just kind of like making it yours and making it attainable for your life.
I have two comments. The first one, I saw another reel this week that it was like when your starter home became your dream home because of the interest rates. And it made me just kind of laugh because that's one so accurate.
So true.
But like it made me think like, okay, yeah, like I should put more effort into making this home more cozy and desirable and all the things, because we're here so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no matter what your home is, like I feel like when you start to think of it in that way and like just take control and like really enjoy what you have and make the best of it, like it really does change like your atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I've preached a lot this year about like how messes are clean upable. And with this, it kind of goes hand in hand with what you're saying. Cause like, yes, like the tidiness of your house is like within your control, but it does get untidy very fast with two toddlers. But I think sometimes we work up in our head how messy our house is, like so much worse. Mm-hmm. And I've really found that a lot of the messes my kids make can be cleaned up in 5 minutes. Like,
yes.
But if you are like, oh no, what's the point? They're just going to dirty it again. Then a 5 minute mess plus a 5 minute mess plus a five, like it gets to a point where it's like super bad.
Yes.
And so that's been kind of like my happy medium of like, it doesn't need to be clean and tidy all the time, but I still need to clean and tidy up daily to make this like a livable, happy environment for my brain.
Create systems that make it attainable for you, or like in your own situation. Whereas like for the laundry, like I've shared this before, but like doing it morning, afternoon and night, like breaking it up into three little tiny things throughout the day has made it so much easier for me.
Yeah. And it's like better for like going back to like the kids' toys and stuff like that. It's just more enjoyable to live in for a child. Like if I'm constantly cleaning up behind them, they're like, oh my gosh, okay, I can't play with anything. Like mom's gonna clean it up. Like, you know, but then like if it's a disaster and it's never cleaned up, like they can't even see any of their toys because all of their toys are everywhere.
Right. You know, or they don't even want to be in their toy room because it's so messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So balance, y'all.
Exactly.
Okay. My next one also kind of goes under the line of where you're going with that one, but it's waking up before your kids. In your control. Yes. Hard. Yes.
Yes. All these things are a little hard.
Yeah, they really are. But like, I remember when my kids were a little bit younger, if they woke up like even once throughout the night, it was like my excuse to not have to wake up early, to not go to the gym, to like not get ahead. But every time I did that, I immediately just felt like I was reacting all day. And I was reminded of that again this week, since I have been waking up before them, but this week I wasn't because I was literally up with them 5-6 times at night. And it was even this morning, like I woke up to Rocky needing to go to the bathroom. So I took him to the bathroom and it was like 5:30 in the morning. I was like, absolutely not. And he was totally good to go back to bed. So I put him there. But then like 2 minutes later, Echo starts crying. And like, that was how I woke up. It was just like in a panic. And Nathaniel was already up and he's like, I'm going to the gym. I'm like, what? Like, are you serious?
Like, and wait, so I didn't get to do my normal.
No. Yeah. And it immediately just like puts you in a bad mood and you just feel like you're reacting. And it's not fun. And so I really stopped giving myself that narrative. Like, I don't know exactly when, but like Rocky still wakes up often throughout the night. And so I stopped saying like, okay, if he wakes up, like I'm not waking up, because that didn't mean nothing. And truly waking up before your kids is life changing. Like it is the only way I find consistent time to myself and consistent time to do whatever I want to do.
And isn't it so funny how freeing it is to do anything when your kids are sleeping?
It's so free.
So freeing.
And it's so nice to be up before the house and to just feel like you have a head start, you know? And I will say consistent with a grain of salt, because my kids don't wake up consistently at the same time every single day. So do what you can with that. But like, even if you have a 15-minute head start, especially when your household is sick and behind, it is life-changing.
Mm-hmm. So. Agreed. I love waking up early.
I really do too. I'm like, I love my sleep, but
it hasn't been me this week, but I'm very sick. We'll get there someday.
And that's the difference, is I haven't felt very sick myself. Yes. So like, if I was feeling groggy, like, and just not good, I would not be waking up early too. Yes. So everything with a grain of salt, but
yes,
if you can do it,
if it's your season for it.
Yes.
Okay. My next one is our thoughts. We can control our thoughts, and this is huge. I feel like I could relate to this to like a million things this week, but your thoughts can control you if you don't control them. So with the right mindset, I feel like we honestly can do anything. 100%. Like, we have so much power if we control what we're thinking and what we do with our thoughts. So if you tell yourself that you have no control over your life, or you don't do anything that can make it better, then that is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the reverse is, you tell yourself that you can do anything, that you can accomplish X, Y, and Z, and then you set a plan, you can do anything. And I'm not going to say that it works like a wish, that you can just think something and it's going to happen, but the more you think it, the more likely it is that you're going to take action on it and do it and
prepare yourself to take the right steps. Like, yeah.
And I do believe in the power of manifestation, whether that be spiritually with prayers or just writing things down on the list, making goals, whatever, like whatever way that works for you. So your thoughts are just so powerful if you just think proactively.
No, I feel like it's hard to sum it all up because there's so much you can say with it.
Yes.
But like, that's 100% another huge life lesson that I've learned this year, is like, it is all about your mindset. And I think to kind of like caveat this, like, when we are so consumed with ourselves, like, that can also be a negative thing. Mm-hmm. And so don't let your mindset be like a just self, like, absorbed, for lack of a better word. Like, you also have to kind of get outside of yourself, mm-hmm. too. And I think a lot of times, like, when I'm having a hard time with my mindset is when I'm like in over my head and I'm thinking like, everyone's thinking this way about me, or I said this wrong, or why'd I do that, or you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So there's a lot to control your mindset. It would be cool to do like something if we could get like someone who's like knowledgeable in this subject, because I would love to learn.
Same.
Okay. I have one more, and then the rest of them are just kind of like quick things. This one is very similar to something I've said too, but then also there's like this quote. It's funny because Nathaniel's always loved it, but I also remember when I worked for that same chiropractor, he made me write it on a whiteboard because he was like obsessed with it too. But it was like the 10 things that you can always like absolutely have control over. And I took a few from the list because I really liked certain ones of them. But the one that I love is the being coachable one. And I think that was kind of like my relating it back to this week, was like reading a book when I felt like I was like out of control. But taking this like into a work environment or a health environment, or honestly in any like relationship that you have with someone, to go into it like not thinking you know all the right answers, and to be open to other people's ideas and to grow, I think is so beneficial to just being like a good, easygoing like human in society.
Yes, I love that. Rhett is so good at being this way.
Yeah.
I am less good at it.
I would say I could be better too.
Yeah. I think it's because I have a problem where I always think I'm right.
Yeah.
Or I know better.
It comes with a lot of confidence, and I do feel like I was raised in a very self, like high self-worth, self-confidence like environment. And I think we were raised pretty similarly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the con to it, where like you are not open to mm-hmm. other ideas. And even if you think your ideas are really good, other people can accomplish things in a different way at the same level of goodness.
Yes. or there's something that you just didn't think of that you should be open to hearing and understanding. And yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's just such a solid rule of life is just to be coachable.
No, I love that. My last big one, which we're going to, I think we have like a list of things that kind of could help spark your own in control list.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like that's like what we should be. That's why I want to challenge you guys too, is to make your own in control list things that you can control in your life and kind of start like taking actions on that.
You guys should comment like 3 to 5 things on our Instagram post that's like tied to this.
I love that. Yes. But my last one is how we react to other people. And this could be like something that someone said to you, the way that you react to that, or the way that somebody has treated you or treated your kids, or I don't know, really any situation, and just your reaction to that. Like, you can control how you react. And so whether you're going to react positively, negatively,
neutrally,
not at all. Like, that is all in your control. And you can choose to like ruminate or like really like let whatever that person has said to you affect you, or you can choose to like just brush it off and not think about it ever again.
Yeah.
And I feel like with a lot of things in our lives, like this can honestly change your whole day, change your whole life, and change your marriage, change the way that you are with your kids.
With relationships, I think of like in-laws, like that's probably a big one where like there can be a lot of assumption with reactions of things, and assuming someone meant something or they knew something, or
there's a personal attack on you when that really wasn't it at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll never forget in high school, long story short, Nathaniel hit my car with his car. I can tell the story later, but I had to call my dad and tell him. And at this point, we had been dating for maybe 6 months. I had a month old new car, like brand new car. And I was terrified to call my dad and tell him. And his first response was, "Are you hurt? Is Nathaniel hurt?"
Yeah.
"Okay, we'll figure it out." That's all he said. And I was like blown away by like his reaction. I think I was 16 at the time. And that like imprinted in me so heavily. And my dad is like the number one, like best person at this. Like, he reacts with such knowledge and just, he leaves the emotion out of things when it comes to reacting to things. And it serves him so well. Mm-hmm. I think this is such a hard one to do. 'Cause like,
it is very hard.
And like, we should have emotion. We should feel towards things. But a lot of times like emotion can get the best of us and it can escalate. And yeah, I've always strived to be like my dad in that situation. 'Cause I'm like, I thought he was going to wring my neck and hate Nathaniel forever.
Which is so funny. 'Cause probably now looking back, you probably would not think that. But as like a teenager, like that's terrifying.
Well, and our parents had never
been in that situation.
No, yeah. And my parents had never met before. At least my dad hadn't met their parents. So the way my dad first talked to Nathaniel's mom was talking about insurance and fixing a car. Because my car was non-drivable.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah, we've got a lot of funny little stories I'll have to share at one point. But
yes.
Okay, I'm going to do my rapid fire list. Maybe we just go back and forth. We can comment briefly. Your effort and your work ethic. Yes. I like love that one so much.
Yes, I have. I actually put that as well.
I love it.
The way you treat others.
Mm-hmm. Your body language.
Your ability to be present.
Ooh, I love that one. Yeah. Your energy and your passion. Which I don't know. I feel like this is something, sorry, just to tie on this one for a second. Like, I am so in tune lately with people's energy and the way I feel leaving hanging out with someone. And if it's not like a positive, uplifting, like I feel good, I am noticing I am just like distancing myself. Like, I don't know. My energy is like so precious to me. My energy and my time. I don't know.
Yes. No, I love that. It's so true. And hopefully that's a good reflection for us, that we hopefully leave other people feeling the same.
No, it makes me reflect. I feel like it's
a good good self-reflection.
Yeah.
Our words and actions.
Your view of yourself.
Our habits and our routines, which is so huge. I feel like we talk about this a lot.
I love habits. Like, we need to do a full episode on habits too. There's a girl I listen to. She has a podcast, but she kind of paused it. But she like blew up on TikTok. And she has one all about habits. I'm like, if we could get her on, that'd be so cool.
Yeah. Has a TikTok all about habits?
Yes, but also a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is my last one. And it's so random. being on time. I feel like that's something, like, especially as an adult, like, can start you off on such a bad note with someone if you are not time or on time. Because, like I just said, like, my time is so valuable to me.
Yes.
That is something I'm like, if you're early, you're
you
on
can
time,
control it to a point.
Yes. Especially with kids.
Yes.
But I do feel like with kids, I've tried my best to plan for the, like, interactions or distractions that can make me late.
Yes.
And, like, to account for an extra, like, 10 minutes for that.
Oh, yeah. You definitely know? Have to account for time, for sure. Well, it's funny because the other thing I said was you can't control your time, the way you spend it.
Yeah.
And then my last one is just aligning our actions with our words.
Love that one.
I
was talking to a friend, and I won't share too much detail, but I was explaining to her just, like, the struggles I've had with, like, parenting this week. And she was saying something that, like, her dad told her growing up was, like, he would, like, stop and, like, explain, like, if she wanted something that they couldn't have, he would explain, like, why. And then he would, like, say that, like, later she could have it. And she said he always followed through on those promises of later. And that is something, like, I want so badly my kids to know to be true with me, that, like, I will keep my word.
Yes.
It was a huge realization of, like, okay, wow, yeah, like, even as a kid, she was, like, paying attention to that, mm-hmm. and remembers as now, like, almost 30-year-old, you know?
Yep. Yeah, so. No, it's so true. I feel like a lot, it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, you can have that when we get home, like, yes. always, like, making little promises to your kids, mm-hmm. like, oh, they're going to forget.
Right.
Like, it's so true. They don't forget. Or it just becomes a habit of your own self, mm-hmm. and then suddenly you're doing it when they're 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, and suddenly your word means nothing.
Exactly.
And that is something that is so frustrating as an adult, because then it carries on to adulthood. And, like, if you continue to, like, make or break little promises, you'll do that into, like, other situations. And then it's really hard to trust someone like that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, breaking a promise can easily turn into, like, telling a little white lie. And then it's, like, you're completely untrustworthy. And
it's
I don't know.
So funny how, like, small little things
can
suddenly become a habit without us realizing it.
Yeah.
And so, like, habits work both ways, unfortunately.
For sure. I know.
And that's something, like, I often am trying to, like, catch myself in, especially in, like, parenthood, because there are little things that, like, I'll do to, like, make it easier on myself or whatever it is that, like, slowly become a habit.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, like, well, sorry, I had a little coughing spell and we've completely lost track of our thoughts.
I quite literally don't know what I was saying.
So we're going to wrap this up because I think I reached my limit with my talking for today.
Yeah.
So
be proud of Brooke, because honestly, I was thinking I was going to record a solo today. So
now we're showing up for you girls.
Yes. We hope that you guys enjoyed. Hopefully this was helpful and fun and entertaining and not just like a how-to. Like, you know, I don't know. I really enjoyed, like, just sharing, like, life in the process of it all. So
same. I feel like I learned a lot from you, and I don't know. It's just, I'm always so inspired by these podcast episodes where we get to kind of, like, break down, like, how to get out of something, especially when I'm in it.
Yeah.
So it's so helpful for me. So hopefully you guys felt the same.
We're really good at that. I feel like we're actually really good at sharing, which is probably why this works. But
yes.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys feel the same too. I'm like, I so wish we could do this live, but not live, because I'm, like, terrified. But, like, it would just be so nice to hear responses, you know.
It would be so fun.
So fun. We'll have to do that at some point. But
we need to.
All right, you guys. We hope you guys have a great week. Hopefully you are not sick and we can have a better week than last week. Yeah. So we'll see you next Monday. Bye.